Having Katie Britt, a woman, do this State of the Union from a rebuttal from her kitchen table perhaps sent the wrong message to women voters. But let's set that aside and show a little bit of... So Katie Britt, she is the youngest Republican woman elected to the Senate. She's from Alabama. She was actually a longtime congressional aide, so she's very well known on the Hill. She's also on President Trump's shortlist to potentially be vice president. Let's watch a little bit of her address.
Right now, our commander-in-chief is not in command. The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
So she has, Farnoosh, I'm interested in what you're hearing from your sources about her performance. I got to say, this is like the toughest assignment in politics. Like, no one ever really comes out of this looking a lot shinier than when they went in for whatever reason. I mean, it's incredibly difficult to follow the president. Marco Rubio, of course, had it famously. There was a water bottle involved. What have you been hearing about how people think she performed?
I mean, the expectations for Katie Britt were, you know, astronomical, especially because in a lot of ways she was handpicked by former President Donald Trump himself. You know, he called her up and said, you know, what is going on with IVF? She was the woman of the moment. She was able to get Republicans over this really difficult issue, which is reproductive rights in this election cycle. And, you know, there was high expectations for her. I think that, you know, from what I've heard from many Republicans is that, you know, she seemed... the tone was not maybe in line with some of the things she was saying. There was a bit of drama there that maybe necessarily
you could see that a little bit. I mean, she's sitting in her kitchen.
Yeah, I think maybe objectively you could say that. It didn't meet the moment. But yeah, I mean, the expectations for her were sky high. She's seen as a rising star. And like you said, she's on the short list for the vice presidency.